KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Size matters, as they say, but it all depends on how you measure it. Two allegedly big studio films are opening this week, Disney's Maleficent and Seth MacFarlane's A Million Ways to Die in the West. But the significant event is a little independent film from Sweden. Lukas Moodysson's We Are the Best captures the screw-loose joy of youth with consummate ease and grace. The time is 1982 and the place is Stockholm, where three middle school girls are determined to start a punk band, even though they know punk is over and two of the three have no instruments or discernible musical skills. Don't be put off by what might seem to be a depleted area of pop history. The true and universal concerns of this blissfully funny film are living life, pushing limits, making a mark, discovering love. And don't expect a standard coming-of-age story, since the outcome is mercifully free of any hints of maturity. It's a being-of-age story in Swedish with English subtitles, the age being early adolescence, when kids with throbbing hearts and incompletely wired brains are full of passion and blithe illogic. The pre-musical members of the punk trio, atonal can't convey the gleeful racket they manage to make, are Bobo and her buddy Clara. They're both 13 years old and so lovable that every glimpse of their expressions brings new delight. Bobo is the tender tomboy, quiet and seemingly earnest behind her round steel-rimmed specs. Clara is the impish one, sporting hair that she spiked with soap. Neither her pretty face nor her whirligig mind are ever in repose. Ignorant of music, the friends may be, but they're smart enough to persuade an actual musician to join them. Hedvig is 14 and genuinely more mature than Bobo and Clara, though that in itself isn't saying much. She's serious, sweetly humorless, or at least irony deficient, and friendless until the advent of the Alliance. Hedvig has two big things going for her in Bobo's and Clara's eyes. She plays the guitar, having taken lessons for 4 years, and she's a practicing Christian, which means that the other two can try to win her over to their vaporous notions of agnosticism. Their first attempt consists of singing her a hideous ditty they wrote called Hang God. Foreign films, and especially subtitled foreign films, have lost a lot of their luster in the era of the multiplex and of marketing bombardments for junk like Maleficent and the Seth MacFarlane comedy. On a week when those two clunkers will open on thousands of screens, this little Swedish comedy will be hard to find. In Santa Monica, it's playing at the New Art. But Lukas Moodysson's film is little only in physical and financial scale. When you measure it by the pleasure it confers, We Are the Best is a really big deal that will be winning hearts and even grown-up minds for a long time to come. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.